This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tropical storm Florence's winds and floods have killed at least 11 people, forced thousands to flee to safety, prompted hundreds of rescues, and shut off electric power to nearly 1 million homes in the U.S. Southeast. Roy Cooper is governor of the state of North Carolina, where Florence came on shore.
More rescues are continuing across eastern North Carolina. We are so grateful to these rescue teams who risk their lives to save others.
While the winds have eased, the slow movement of the overall storm means there is plenty of time for Florence to dump still more rain into an already swollen river. President Trump has assured everyone that he will do whatever it takes to help with the recovery efforts. A super typhoon crashed into the coast of China Sunday after swirling past Hong Kong and leaving a trail of deadly destruction in the Philippines. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
With winds of up to 125 miles per hour, tropical cyclone Manghut is considered to be the strongest to hit the region this year. And it's left carnage in its wake. More than two dozen dead in the Philippines, mostly in landslides. Among the victims are a baby and a toddler, authorities said, while others remain missing. On Sunday, Manghut skirted around 60 miles south of Hong Kong, where the highest number 10 typhoon signal was raised. Ferocious winds battered the city, uprooting trees and smashing windows, shaking high-rise buildings and flooding roads.
Reuters' David Doyle. Opposition fighters in Syria's Idlib are preparing for a losing battle. As the decisive stand for their last stronghold looms, this mostly or motley crew of tens of thousands is looking for ways to salvage whatever's possible of an armed rebellion that at one point in the seven-year conflict controlled more than half of the country. This is VOA News. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board says investigators do not suspect foul play in a series of natural gas pipeline explosions north of the city of Boston, Massachusetts. It left one person dead and set dozens of houses on fire. Keith Holloway is a spokesperson for the NTSB.
We have no evidence at this time that there is anything nefarious, anything suspicious, anything intentional associated with this disaster.
Meanwhile, the natural gas company in charge of the faulty lines is struggling to explain its response to the crisis. A senior administration source has told Reuters that U.S. President Donald Trump is set to impose new tariffs on a list of Chinese goods, perhaps as early as Monday. Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
The Wall Street Journal reported the tariff level will probably be about 10%, far below the 25% the administration said it was considering. The Trump administration has already levied duties on $50 billion worth of goods. But this week, the world's two biggest economies looked like they were making progress on trade. Fears of a trade war calmed after the Treasury invited senior Chinese officials for more talks. And Beijing welcomed the step.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder. A Palestinian assailant on Sunday fatally stabbed an Israeli settler outside a busy mall in the West Bank. The victim was identified as Ari Fuld, a U.S.-born activist who was well-known in the local settler community and an outspoken Israel advocate on social media platforms. The military said the attacker arrived at the mall near a major junction in the southern West Bank. A video footage shows that Fuld giving chase and firing at his assailant before collapsing. Other civilians shot the attacker, whom Israeli media identified as a 17-year-old from a nearby Palestinian village. His condition is unclear. Fuld, a 45-year-old father of four who lived in the nearby settlement, was evacuated to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. At least 100 Myanmar youth activists and journalists called for the release of two jailed Reuters journalists Sunday, warning that the seven-year prison terms handed to the pair this month threaten the public's right to information. Reporters Wa Lone and Kyaso U were convicted on September 3rd under the colonial-era Official Secrets Act in a case that was seen as a test of democratic freedoms in Myanmar. The reporters have been investigating the killing of 10 Rohingya Muslim men and boys by security guards and local Buddhists amid a military response to insurgent attacks last August. The country's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, said that at a forum in Vietnam last week that the case had nothing to do with freedom of expression. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.